This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Becoming a Mother. Women who are incarcerated face lots of additional pressures when they give birth. For them, the hours after delivery are a brief moment to connect with their babies before they are separated. One Philadelphia jail is trying to ease the stress of separation by offering a program that keeps one part of the connection between mother and baby going. Malcolm Burnley has more.
On the warden's desk, there are family mementos and a placard that reads, "I'm not bossy, I'm a boss." Nancy Gianetta is head of Riverside Correctional Facility. That's a county jail in Philadelphia with an inmate population of more than 400, all of them women. The warden walks down an empty corridor and through a series of security doors before entering Unit G.
You going in?
Yeah.
As soon as she enters, the chatter quiets. Nothing happens here without the warden's go-ahead, and she helped get the program up and running.
Ladies, you can resume your activities, all right? Just kind of stay out of the way.
The warden walks to the back of the unit and unlocks a room about the size of a large walk-in closet. Inside, I meet Sierra Jackson.
I'm going to let you guys
Thank you, warden.
Walk around the unit, but I'll be here if you need me.
Thanks. Sierra is 27 and has four kids. That's the sound of her pumping milk for her youngest, a new baby girl. She has a cloth draped over her chest, and she's wearing a black hijab and fresh white sneakers.
Your sneakers are really nice, too.
Thank you. I'll board them off for...
In September, Sierra delivered her baby at the hospital. She gave birth to a healthy daughter, Umaya. But there was a bench warrant out for Sierra's arrest stemming from an assault charge, and that's when reality set in. She knew she was headed to jail.
When I was in the hospital, I was so depressed. Like, I didn't want to eat or, like, sleep because they told me that, I was being taken away from her. Was so depressed going through postpartum because I didn't know like how I would see my baby.
At the hospital, a corrections officer told Sierra about a program inside the jail that lets moms supply breast milk to their babies. At Riverside, Sierra enrolled and became one of six nursing mothers in the program. It's one of the first of its kind in the country inside a county jail.
Like being in a lactation program, when I come in here, it's like a clear mind. I breast pump and then like go back out there three times a day. I really love the program.
About a dozen jails nationwide now allow women to pump breast milk behind bars. The idea is to prevent painful engorgement or swelling of the breasts. In other words, a policy of pump and dump. Not at Riverside. Here, mothers are taught breastfeeding education. They're allowed hand pumps and storage bags in their cells. There's an on-site nurse and doula for consultation. And here's the big difference. The refrigerated milk gets transported to their babies on the outside. The program encourages a healthy start for the children, and it's about the physical and psychological well-being of the moms.
And then also they provide a lot of feedback when they get back to the jail. So they'll take pictures of the baby and the caregiver, and they'll talk about the baby and kind of let them know, and maybe there are other children that are in the home. So it really helps the mother feel like in some way she's participating in that whole process of getting the milk to her baby, which is kind of cool.
That's Colette Green from the Maternity Care Coalition in Philadelphia. Women who breastfeed are less likely to develop certain cancers, and moms who breastfeed help boost their child's immune system to better fight off respiratory and digestive problems. Colette believes the bond between mother and child can be strengthened even when mom is physically apart, behind bars. Jail lactation programs can also introduce the practice to women who perhaps never considered its benefits before.
So once they get that information, they really respond very positively and really want what's best for their child.
That's true for the mom we met, Sierra Jackson. She didn't breastfeed her first three children, but now she's asking a nurse to Google the price of breast pumps for her.
I would still have some type of connection with my daughter. We would still have some type of connection through the like milk. I never wanted the breast pump when none of my kids, they all had formula.
The number of incarcerated women who've participated in lactation programs is small, but researchers are trying to study the long-term impact of breastfeeding. A recent study involved almost 140 new mothers who nursed their children behind bars. When researchers checked in over 3 years, those women were 50% less likely to return to incarceration. That's compared to women released from the general prison population. For Warden Nancy Giannetta, who helped put the program in place, the data suggests there's an incentive for correctional departments to keep moms connected to their babies.
So I think that a lot of these programs that are done here within the prison system itself are geared towards outside living outside the walls so that they can continue right. on the right path when they're out on the street.
The hope is that moms will take these habits into their lives after jail. Sierra Jackson was released from Riverside in January, shortly after I met her. And she's still pumping for her daughter.
That was Malcolm Burnley. He reports on women's health and economic insecurity for the Fuller Project for International Reporting.